Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, sorry about that. I was looking at those links you had sent, and that shopanna.com.
Mm-hmm.
Shopatanna.com.
Right.
That's very nice. That's very nice. Very appealing. And it kind of also looks similar, maybe I'm wrong, to that Kakaklo, kind of, maybe?
No.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I guess
I shouldn't say it looks close to it. What I mean, I guess, is, I guess what I'm trying to say is,
well,
I like how the pictures are, like, laid out, how you laid
for
that shop.
There are platforms on which the websites are designed. Shop at Anna was designed on Shopify itself. And
No. I'm just saying I like how the pictures are, like, laid out.
Okay. Get it.
Yeah, and Kakaklo, they kind of have, like, larger pictures laid out. I just think it's neat looking. I don't know what's your opinion on that.
Yeah, exactly. That's the reason I showed you this website, because your website will look similar to this in future. Your store
okay.
will look this too.
Okay. Yes, yeah, so I just kind of wanted to just give you a quick call and, just give you the thumbs up.
Okay. Let me go ahead and get your account and get the project.
It's no rush. I just wanted to kind of, give you an answer.
No, I have one half an hour for now, so like I can go ahead and create your account and get your project started. Then I will connect you with my team, so they will call you within like 30 minutes from now, so you can continue with them. Okay.
Okay, sir. Yes, sir.
Right.
Is it possible? Is it possible they can call me tomorrow? Say one.
They can, but
my time.
We will send you a questionnaire to fill out. So you can you fill the questionnaires out overnight?
Yes, I should be able to.
Perfect, great. So tomorrow, we'll be ready with the questionnaires so we can discuss. So yeah, let's go ahead and tell me your last name, please, Wayne.
Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller.
All right, Mr. Wayne Miller. The best number to call you back, 724-936-4290.
Correct.
CustomerCare@prettysnooty.com is your email address.
Yes.
Perfect. And the package you're purchasing, it's professional for $12.99, right?
Yes.
Perfect. What card you'll be using for the payment? Is that a credit or a debit?
One question on that. Quick here, I'm sorry.
Please.
I wanted to ask you that, and I forgot. Now, this Orbit is affiliated with Shopify, correct?
Yes. Me, myself, is also affiliated with it. I have my card with them, certificate.
So, Spocket is completely different, correct?
What is completely different? Come again?
Spocket. I kind of got really messed up with this here in the past couple weeks. I was trying to start a store on Shopify.
Okay.
And I was trying to have my prettysnooty.com redirected towards the Shopify.
Right.
Instead of Shopify.com, I just wanted it to have pointed from GoDaddy to Shopify.
Yeah, that's no problem. We'll take care of that.
I kind of made a mistake with that, but then I tried to get involved with the Spocket app. I don't know, S-P-O-C-K-E-T, Spocket?
Yeah. That's the dropshipping platform, right?
And then Spocket, yeah, and I just had a I just didn't have the knowledge and the experience to all make it come together. I ended up having two different email addresses, and then there was a mistake somewhere along the line where the Shopify store name, shopify.com,
mm-hmm.
ended up being a separate one other than my www.prettysnoo.com, ended up being like two different links somehow. I don't know what happened anymore, but I had to get a hold of Shopify, and I had to get a hold of Spocket and cancel everything because, like I said, I obviously made a mistake somewhere. So I was kind of like confused with this Spocket. Spocket is just specifically a supplier. Is that correct?
That there are suppliers.
And then you just tie that in with Shopify.
Correct.
And upload it to your shop.
You just have to purchase the API off Spocket, and you can integrate that on your Shopify store easily.
Yeah, so that was the whole situation. Now, the problem I was having in the past couple of weeks with trying to get all that to work, and apparently I was making mistakes because I had two different emails, and it was pretty much a mess. I'm glad I got it straightened out. But, yes, okay. So Orbit and Shopify work together just on the checkout? Is that correct?
Yes, like we'll create your account has already been created over there on Shopify, and that the free trial has expired, right?
Oh yes.
So we're going to.
That. I mean, I didn't cancel that account. I just stopped using it, and I opened up another one.
Oh, you opened
on
up
Shopify.
Another one. Okay, so you have to provide us your credentials for that account.
Maybe I should tell you that. I opened up another account on April 10th with Shopify.
Okay.
And I used the customer care at prettysnooty.com email.
Mm-hmm.
But I have not added a store.
Oh, okay. Don't worry. You just have to provide us the credentials for the new account you have made on 10th of April. And once you provide us the credentials, my team will log in into that and create the website on that.
So this will not be a Shopify website, correct?
It will be a Shopify website.
It will be a Shopify website, but it'll
but,
be
But you
a
always
standalone.
Have another option. You always have another option, too. Like, you can create the website, like, itself, on itself as well, so you don't have to go with Shopify, too. They always have an option, so that's totally up to you. Currently, we can start from your current account.
Okay, why? What would be the reason I would need Shopify?
Well, I would say you should like rephrase the question. You should ask me like, what would be the reason that I did not use Shopify? Because Shopify allows almost everything, and it's a month-to-month, monthly-based platform. But if you go ahead and like design the website or your e-commerce store on WordPress, you can even have more functionalities and more things than Shopify itself provides.
Okay, so
Have you heard of WordPress?
Okay. Yes, I have.
So WordPress, I would say, is better than Shopify because it allows you to do anything with your website, add anything to the website easily without any monthly subscription or anything like that. The current domain that you have with GoDaddy that can easily be updated on WordPress. And that WordPress is so simple, I would say.
And I can still use Kaka Klo.
Yeah, of course. Why not? As I said, like, it's better than Shopify.
Well, I was trying to get away from Shopify and having to pay them a monthly fee.
Exactly. You get my point now. So it's a monthly, month-to-month based offer. So no problem. Let me move that from Shopify to WordPress so I can save you from paying a month-to-month.
So WordPress doesn't charge anything?
Nope. Doesn't charge you
what
anything.
About host,
you just need
what
a good developer.
Hosting?
You hosting,
what
yeah.
About?
You can get the hosting from GoDaddy, like the guys you purchase your domain from. You can get the hosting from them, or either you can use our hosting server as well. We also have our proper.
So now I have hosting with GoDaddy right now for a year, I think.
Okay, perfect. You got the domain with GoDaddy right now. I don't think you got the hosting yet because you don't even have the website yet. Then what is the purpose of getting the hosting right now? Hosting
oh,
is
no,
something.
Correct. I'm sorry.
You can purchase it later.
Right. I'm sorry.
You don't have to do it right now. Don't purchase any hosting right now. My hosting manager will call you like after a few weeks once the website is up and ready. So then they can guide you like how you can get the hosting from GoDaddy.
Okay, so once I pay your fee of, what, 13, correct?
Yeah.
And then you'll build the site, and mm-hmm. then you have 1 year maintenance in on
free.
That.
For free, yeah.
And then after the site is built and online, then we can get into discussing marketing.
Yeah, exactly.
But then in the meantime, we'll load products from KaKaKlo.
Correct.
And then prettysnooty.com will be moved over to WordPress.
Right. You got it, sir.
And then will WordPress have all the privacy on whois.com?
Nobody can locate us with whois. So they will just allow them to look at like the domain was purchased from who? Sorry, GoDaddy. Nothing.
It won't have any of my personal address,
no,
phone number,
nothing,
email.
Nothing,
it'll all
yeah.
be hit. It'll all be hidden, and then like GoDaddy does, privacy feature.
Privacy
so
protection
then,
will be done.
So then, once the website goes live, it'll be hosted by WordPress, correct?
Yeah, or GoDaddy. Hosted by GoDaddy and hosted on WordPress.
Oh, so you can do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Like
I can leave the URL at GoDaddy,
mm-hmm.
but have it forwarded to WordPress and have them hosting it.
Yes, exactly. You got it.
And then would I have to double pay at the end of another year? I would have to pay GoDaddy, and then I would also have to pay WordPress, correct?
No, not WordPress, just GoDaddy. As I said, like WordPress doesn't charge you a monthly cost or a yearly cost. So all you have to pay is to GoDaddy each year for your domain and hosting. That's it.
So I'm going to host it through GoDaddy, but it'll be forwarded to WordPress.
WordPress, yeah. But you do not have to pay WordPress. You just have to pay GoDaddy. That's it.
So how does WordPress end up making their income?
Well, WordPress is just like a platform on which your website will be designed and developed. That's it.
Okay. Once all this is built and out and live on the web,
uh-huh.
the only other fees I'll end up having are hosting
uh-huh.
and marketing and after a year, some maybe maintenance fees.
Maybe maintenance. You got it, sir. You know everything already.
Okay.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah, I was kind of just a little backwards with this Shopify. I was very confused with this Shopify because I was trying to get Sprocket and Shopify working in conjunction with each other,
mm-hmm.
and I just was having a lot of issues, and they don't have a very good customer service base. Everything, there's no phone numbers.
Yeah, you cannot
everything
speak
is done.
To a live person. Correct. I know.
Yeah, so it was very frustrating even just to get that canceled and have my credit card removed from their system. It took like 2 days just to finally get my card deleted from, yeah. And then they keep that on their server for 2 years anyway, all the information. They don't delete it. They can't delete it. It stays on their server for 2 years.
I don't think so.
And then that's what she told me.
Oh.
She said, because I kept chatting, I kept getting back with them and chatting and asking them to please, you know, just delete the account. I'll open another account.
You don't have to worry about it. Like, if your card is on file, then they're not going to charge you anything, like, without your approval. Still, you don't need to worry about anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well, I tell you what, I'm sorry for bothering you here in the afternoon.
No, that's
you're very busy. Let me do this. Since I already made a decision, I'm not in a super rush. Let me just call back tomorrow, sometime around 1, and kick this off, because it's almost 5 p.m. here, and I just have some things I have to do.
I want to something, because once I create your account right now, I'm not going to schedule a call for today for you, as it's too late for you. So what I'll do is I'll create the account and send you the invoice and send you the questionnaire so you can fill that out. So tomorrow, once you talk to the project manager and the team, so everything will be ready. So that is I said, like, we can go ahead.
Yeah, let me just do that tomorrow with the credit card.
You cannot do that
when
right
I
now?
Call back. Well,
that's
going to
take just like 2 minutes.
I prefer just tomorrow when I call back, if that's okay, if you don't mind. Thank you.
No. Why would I mind? That's totally, totally fine. But I felt like the account is being created right now, so like I already like put your name onto the file.
Yeah, I'm not changing my mind or anything. I'll just be calling back tomorrow around 1.
Perfect. No worries.
I apologize for that. Thank you, sir.
No, that's okay. Talk to you
for your time very much. I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a nice evening.
You too. Bye.